जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवरधारी जय गिरिवरधारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवरधारी जय गिरिवरधारी जय ये मन जय यशोदनंदना जय ब्रज जन रंजना जय यमुना तीरवन छारी जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. जय राधा वृंदावन चंद्र राधा वृंदावन चंद्र राधा वृंदावन चंद्र श्री राधे जय गगननाथ जय जगन्नाथ जय भला देवा जय सुभद्रा जय गौरनिता जय गौरनिता गौरनिता श्री श्री गौरनिता जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा श्री प्रभुपदा
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद् इज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद् इज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपनाथ राधा घनश्याम गुंडगिरी राज गोवर्धन की ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की श्री क्षेत्र पुरुषोत्तम धाम की जय गंगामय की जय यमुनामय की जय भक्ति देव तुलसी महारानी की जय गोलोक प्रेमधन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण Welcome to Srimad Bhagavatam class. Today we are reading from Canto 5, Chapter 1, titled The Activities of Maharaj Priyavrata, text number 23. Itiha vavasa jagati pate iswarechaya adi nivveshita karmadikaro khila jagat bhandad dhamshana paranubhavasya भगवता आदिपुरुषस्यांग्री युगलानवंतरा ध्यानानुभावेन परिरंभिता कसायासायो वाद्यथो अपि मानवर्धनो महताम महीतलम अनुसशासा
Translation
and purport and what to word meaning by His Divine Grace is the Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki dwara. What to word meaning? Iti, does. Ha, va, va, indeed. Sa, he. Jagati, patihi, the emperor of the whole universe. Ishvara, ichchaya, by the orders of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Adhiniveshita, completely. So first I will read with this same text what Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, because which is aligning with the same purport what Srila Prabhupada written in this. So today's discussion goes along with the line of that statements. Thus Priyavrata, the master of the earth, preoccupied with performance of karma by the desire of the Lord, burned up all impurities in his heart by realization, through constant meditation on the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who displays clear power to destroy the bondage of the whole universe. Though he was completely pure, respect for him increased by his ruling the earth, because he followed the order of Brahma. Further he says, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, actually this verse is the question posed in the first verse. The canto begins with, fifth canto, which begins with Parikshit Maharaj asked the question to Sukadeva Goswami. How did Priyavrata enjoy the household life? Itiha vava means, thus, he meditated on the lotus feet of the Lord, who had clearly power to destroy the bondage of the whole world. Priyavrata had burned up all his impurities in his heart. Parirandita kashaya ashayaha. Though he was most pure, avadhataha, he increased his respect by following the order of Brahma. So, Priyavrata Maharaj accepted the order according to Brahma's instructions and Swayambhu Manu's request also, because he wants to renunciate and he wants to enthrone one of his son. And although seeking the blessings of his own spiritual master, guide, mentor, life and soul, the saint Narada Muni. So now currently this text number 23 to 35, which describes about after accepting the order, how Priyavrata Maharaj ruling and his descendants and also his wonderful activities described in this. Because Priyavrata Maharaj section comes only this first chapter of this whole fifth canto, and the second chapter onwards his lineage Agnidra will come. So only in with again in this continuous of this 15 texts, like 23 to 35 only, the Priyavrata Maharaj pure descriptions, like how he ruled, what are his descendants and also his different other activities, how he renounced the order of his life also and took again back his renounced order to take sannyas. So Srila Bhagavatam, which speaks about the whole description of Srimad Bhagavatam, gives us how to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead through pure devotional service. And also about the devotees of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, the pure devotees of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, it describes how they become the real devotees of the Lord by practicing the spiritual principles ordained by their respective spiritual masters and the Lord's wish and the will. And also the very purpose of studying the reading of Srimad Bhagavatam, just to associate with such great exalted Vaishnavas who showed their life and soul and how to practice, how to live and how to leave this world. Then we may raise the question, how to associate with such kind of a devotees who showed us in this Bhagavatam? By internalizing their instructions, which they taught us through their own personal examples in the Bhagavatam. They have exhibited very, very wonderful qualities. By hearing about them, by meditating, contemplating, and in our own life, exhibiting. So that is called as a living Bhagavatam.
Also in contrast to these teachings, how to act and how to not act on our bodily platform, Srimad Bhagavatam also describes the activities of the personalities who committed mistakes also. It's not the purely the mistakes, in order to just to teach our conditioned nature how not to perform. Like for example, Bharat Maharaj, because of he was performing so nicely, but even at the stage of Bhava platform, how he has justly slight deviation went, not being in the association of the Vaishnavas. Also Ajamila, who so much just saw one scene, but he has thoroughly meditation, not being in the association, how it has went to off track. So these are how not to act, but at the same time Srimad Bhagavatam is speaking how to act. That is, we currently the topic related to his Priyavrata Maharaj. But it happens only when we are aligning with Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. So Priyavrata Maharaj also is describing about, he also followed the Shastras, he followed the instructions of his own spiritual master, the renounced outer life till the time of his Swayambhu Manu, his father approached him for next progenation. And it also described according to the Shastras, what Lord wanted us to do when there is a need. Otherwise we do misplaced experimental knowledge, just like, not to take exact like in the Bharat Maharaj section, but Bharat Maharaj also, he showed misplaced compassion. Yes, if it is there at most, but at the cost of our own spiritual life, we should not show the compassion. If we are drowning into the ocean, if we are unaware of how to swim and we cannot rescue anybody else, then we ourselves dip into the deep ocean. So that's what Srimad Bhagavatam speaks as how to act and how to not act. And even like Bharata Maharaj section, what we saw in the Bhagavatam, even Chaitanya Charitamrita also describes that how to show that when we are getting even slightest doubts, like Bharata Maharaj would have been asked his spiritual master or any other Vaishnavas, so what should be done in this particular situation because the deed is so. But he didn't show that. But Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, who had appeared in this mortal world as a devotee, not as a Supreme Personality of Godhead, but as a devotee, he himself, the showing an example, when he was showing the exemplified Bhava platform into in front of the sannyasis, the Mayavadi sannyasis, so then asked, what are you doing this chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra and dancing just like a madman? Why don't you read the Vedanta Sutra with us? So that is actually, and you are a very quite young man, young boy, and it's very essential for you to read the scriptures. So when he was thinking and then he asked, Kiba Mantra Dilai Gosai, Jepite Jepite Man Pagala Hoy. So in that Adilila, this comes under 7th chapter, text number 81. So in 80 text he gives that, he had this doubt. So he is not feeling so into that, wow, now I got this so much exemplified characteristics. So I am showing this Ashtasattvika Vikara. So now people are observing that I am such a kind of Bhava platform. He went immediately and then approached his spiritual master, Ishwarpriyan, and is asking him, what is this? When I was chanting the holy name, and my body is trembling, my throat is choking up, and I was becoming so mad, I'm dancing in ecstasy. Can you please tell me what is this? So even not only getting the bad sight, but at the same time when we are being in the platform of very positive also, Srimad Bhagavatam speaks us how to get confirmation from Guru, Sadhu and Shastras. That's what Srimad Bhagavatam speaks. So we saw that Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, what he says that, and we saw that what Srimad Bhagavatam teaches us. So keeping in this line, I was today discussing about on topic of Priyavrata Maharaj, his personal life, his level of administration and his spiritual life. So these three aspects which I wanted to touch with one principle. Priyavrata Maharaj is, because at any time when we want to take, there was one discussion When I attended classes of Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto overview by His Grace Sri Guru Charan Prabhu in those days, like 4 years before. So he was telling that whenever the conflict between the two devotees happen, so we have to see how to see good in others. So that is what happened with these three principles. See their personal, see their administration level, and see their spiritual level. Because personally, everyone has born and brought up and raised in a different kind of environment. Not everybody on the same level. So we can identify their upbringings and we can say which we are not going to give and take policy with that. And in administration level, in the whole world, the secondary creator, the Brahma of this universe, the first creator of this universe, he himself sometimes shows that, you know, mistakes in his own administration. So even in this administration of many people will go flaws here and there. Just like even moon also having very bright full moon, but still there is a little spot of that black spot. But not emphasizing more of that, focusing on the other side, which is giving illumination in the night and giving a soothing. When we will become so happy by focusing on the positive then. But where we can touch is our spiritual practice of the personalities. That this person also left everything. Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra ki, Jai Shri Shri Gaunitaya ki, Jai. But spiritual aspect is, oh, this personality, I left this whole material world, which is especially bond with the sex desire, which is the highest thing to get rid out of it. And that thing he has given up and he has come, he has joined. He was joined in this moment of Krishna consciousness. So why I have to be so different to him? So let me see him with God connection. So in that context, I took these points as personal, administration and spiritual of Priyavrat Maharaj. In a personal, as we are seeing throughout this chapter and even in this today's text also, which is the answer to the first question which is raised by Sukadeva Goswami by Parikshit Maharaj. How? It is not just he is very much attached to this material sense gratification. It is clearly mentioned that on the order of the superiors, on the order of Brahma, on the order of, it's a request of Lord. And there is no more others. So he is completely obedient. That's what his personal character is exhibiting. His personal behavior is so obedient to his superiors. Even at the cost of personally sacrificing his own personal austerities, sacrifices, penances. Just like Prithu Maharaj also, he was about to perform 100th Ashwamedha Yajna, but still, when Brahma and Vishnu had appeared and he is told, please stop this. And is completely obedient. He didn't ask, can you go and tell Indra? Why are you telling it to me? Almost all I completed 99. Just with this one, it's like say, ice on the cake. Otherwise the cake will look like dry. When we take that without any on the icing or any sugar water on it on the cake, it looks like dry. The mouth will get dry. So with this one I can get, even though I am not performing just to get off the post of Indra, I am performing for the welfare of the whole community. So if possible, can you go and ask him now? Why you are asking me? No, he didn't retaliate. He said just submissively and he obedient the order of his superiors. So that's what the prominent qualities of Priyavrata Maharaj showed, the obedience. And in administration, it describes, the Srimad Bhagavatam describes about his leadership quality. After taking up also the services, okay, my superiors told, okay, let me execute it. No, he accepted the wife and he got bigger children. And if you can see that the children are just like very stalwarts in the whole entire creation, we will see in the further. So that's what he did, very beautiful leadership management also. And the third is spiritually, though he was obedient, though he was a very good leader, he was not attached to that. He was so eager, so into always to be in the renounced order. We can say leader, renounced order doesn't mean just like for example, wearing in a saffron robes. No. Once I heard from my spiritual master, His Holiness Radhanasa Maharaj said that renunciation means that I have given up I have renounced everything. I have given up everything. So that thing has to be renounced, that I have given up these things. So though he was practicing renounced order previously without any wife, such kind of renunciation as a brahmachari life, he has given up that. Oh, see, I have renounced everything. No. Even in the stage of his grihastha dharma, he was, as Srila Prabhupada described in this translation, he was always focusing on the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. As we know in our previous sections also, Kulshekhar Alwar and many, many great sages and many great kings, and they also showed, Ambarish Maharaj also showed the same things. Though they were engaged in the worldly affairs, but still they are completely renounced. They are far more better. On the other day, His Grace Saradakshan Prabhu was giving the lecture that being in the grihastha dharma and renouncing all these things, they are far more better than what we are practicing. But still sometimes we attach it that, okay, I have given up everything, I am not getting this, I am not getting that. So such kind of false renunciation is very bad. So Priyavrata Maharaja's personal is very obedient, and administration level is very great leadership, and spiritually he was completely very eager into, it is equivalent to his own father, Swayambhu Manu, he want to retire. The father and the son, both are in the equal level. Of course, the father is supposed to be a little more higher. And according to their calculation, their age is far more difference. The millions of years, the difference is there between Swayambhu Manu and the Priyavrata Maharaj. Because previously that Uttanapada has ruled the kingdom. So those many thousands of years he ruled. But still, the Swayambhu Manu and Priyavrata Maharaja's renunciation is, they wanted to renounce at the same level. So that is his very eager of the spiritual. So I will go from down to up. The spiritual, how he wanted to be eagerness. Because his focus is clear. Even though he was there in the Brahmacharya ashram, and later he practiced the Grihastha ashram, his focus is very crystal clear. It's not that now I'm in the Brahmacharya, so now Supreme Personality of a Godhead. And after Grihastha Dharma, there may be something who are married and that will be my goal of life. No. His focus is on one pointed. To have focus on the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, that is the real renunciation. Then we can understand, okay, his desire is to rule the kingdom. Okay, his desire is renounce everything. As we see that the same spiritual masters gives the different kind of the instructions to the different levels of the disciples according to not only just surrender their character level, because the spiritual master know what is good for their and the whole the community also. And for that one has to, so in order to focus on that one thing, what one has to suppose to do? He has to remove the bahushaka. Vyavasayatmikaha buddhi ekeha kurunandana bahushaka hi anantasya buddhiyo avyavasayana. When we focus on the one point, rest everything is assured that it looks like very mild. Even sometimes it won't be visible also. Just like Arjuna been asked by the Drona, what you are seeing in this tree? Also, I'm not doing anything. I'm only see the eye of the bird. It is great surprise. If you can ask someone, then it's very tough to say directly like that. Whether bird is existing or he's not asking only. What you are seeing. If the person who doesn't know about what is existing on the tree, he may say that, you know, tree is there, plants are like branches and many other things. Ripened mango fruits are also there. He may say so many things. Because our mind is tuned to it, our own sense of gratification. But when we are aligned with the supreme goal, supreme object of the Supreme Person of a Godhead interest, so we can see what is his interest. So, sorry, this is like middle example, but because many times Sundays or many festivals, I used to use the camera. So I will give this example how to understand the focus. So in the camera, the lens will focus at a time only on one object. It doesn't focus on many objects. Though apparently it looks like when we are taking in a horizontal way, it gives a whole picture. But where you are focused, that gives very prominent. But if the two pictures are there in the simultaneously in this vertical section, for example, if you wanted to focus on this, my right hand and this front forehead, this left hand will become completely blur. If I wanted to focus on this, I want to make this blur, then I have to focus on my lens on this first one. Camera will be there, like focus will be there on the straight. But whether I'm focusing on this foreground or whether I'm focusing on exactly the object of which I'm looking for it, that makes difference. Again, in one of the Brahmachari class, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj mentioned that It's very big detail. Regarding this focus, I will enlighten. When the devotees, the pujaris, dresses Radha Vrindavan Chandra, there it is Radha Gopinath, but ever I can able to compare with Radha Vrindavan Chandra, our beloved deities. So when the devotees, His Grace Rupa Goswami Prabhu is very beautifully decorated, and He narrated that a very, just like a damsel, like a girl, came in between when we are taking the darshan. Of course, there was a beautiful, sorry, but there was, of course, there is a very elaborate description which Maharaj mentioned that. I don't want to mention that again. But the thing is, we know of this material world's beauty. So on of suddenly it came. So both objects are there. Where I have to focus. If I can focus on this girl, the focus on the Supreme Person of God, the beauty which the devotee says very tirelessly is served, and the Janmashtami media will be completely doomed. But at the same time, if I wanted to focus on the Krishna, just like Haridas Thakur focuses on the holy name, chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but the same, the Maya Devi himself, the personification of Maya, but still he could able to control it. Because the complete one-pointed focus on Krishna. So this will become blur. So that's what Priyavarta Maharaj was doing. The complete focus, either it is Brahmachari Ashram or the Grihastha Ashram. His focus is only on one thing, how to please the Guru, Vaishnava and Krishna. And his own interest, not my own interest, of completely renouncing the Brahmachari life. So that's how, again, it's connected to his obedience. And the secret of the renouncing his household life is, on the other day in our council meeting, Sundarsham Prabhu was sharing that, how to please the spiritual master. There are the three things. He has to be very disciplined. The second thing is obedience. Self-control. So the secret of the renouncing the household life even also is the third aspect, sense control. Because although he was entangled, remaining in this spiritual worldly affairs, Priyavarta Maharaj, he was always completely focusing on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And by his sense control, he was not just so much allured by whatever the post, position. Sense control doesn't mean just like opposite sex. Many other things. Puja, La Pratishtha also. The example comes of Priyavarta Maharaj. They don't want. But they wanted to renounce this world. But the thing is, it's an order of the Lord. The superiors. But they obeyed it. Even Prahlad Maharaj also. Many, many thousands and thousands of years he ruled the kingdom. But still he was detached to it. But very responsibly. Detachment doesn't mean he's very irresponsible. And at the same time, responsible doesn't mean he's so much attached to the things. They were completely aloof. Because their all one-pointed focus is to please and the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's how they have been completely sense-controlled. And the way to how to do this sense control while performing our practicing of bhakti, irrespective of whatever job descriptions, respected varnas, ashramas. Only thing is, as mentioned that, focusing on one point of the Supreme Personality means taking the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and tolerating the provocant situations. As Srila Prabhupada says that, the greatness of a person, so that's what is greatness, as mentioned in the text, even Vishnu Chakravarti comment says that, his greatness, his fame is not just because of his renunciation, not just because of his tapasya, not just because of his sacrificing it. Because he obeyed the order of the Supreme Will, the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Brahmas, the instructions, even it's not coming directly from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it's coming through his representatives, coming through his subordinates. Just because of obeying that, he has becoming so famous in the entire creation and the entire dynasty of Swayambhu Manu. And even in his line, in this dynasty also, one more person, even the personality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, take birth. His son is Nabhi, and the next, Agnidra, and his son is Nabhi, and his, one of the son is Rishabhadev. He took birth. So that's how it is leads to the second thing is leadership quality of his administration level. As Rishabhadeva says, who is coming in the lineage of this Priyavarta Maharaj, he says, a real leader is one who can bring the followers close to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the leadership quality of the Priyavarta Maharaj. Rishabhdev himself speaks that fifth chapter of this fifth canto in the 80th text. Gurur na sasyat, svajano na sasyat, pita na sasyat, janani na sasyat, dhaivam na tatsyan, na patischa sasyan, namo cha yedhya samupeta mrityam. One who cannot deliver his dependents from the path of repeated birth and death should never become a spiritual master, a relative, a father, a husband, a mother, or worshipable demigod. So this means he's showing the relationship quality is completely, he has to take the responsibility. On the other day, his grace, Radhesham Prabhu was describing that when we are assigning the devotees to get initiated, that it is our own responsibility to take care. It's not that I brought the person into this mission, okay, now my job is completed, let my spiritual master will take care, because he gave that initiation. Because we brought in between. So even our own responsibility, we have to be. It's not with so much irresponsible behavior that completely detached. No, we have to be completely responsible for that. Bringing the devotees to Krishna consciousness movement also. That's how we take the attention of the Supreme Personality of Godhead on ourselves. And that makes the Supreme Lord to grant the mercy upon us. And also, Rishabhdev says that a leader is identified with the exemplary personal character. It's not a loose character. It's like very proper conduct and the character. Because sometimes we speak a lot. But thing is, just like we see often in the schools, the teacher speaks a lot in the theoretical knowledge. But thing is, in the interval times, what he does? He goes on the backside and he put a cigar and it comes up. And again, the whole class will become very stinky and the bad smell. What kind of character is showing? Such kind of leader. And that's how the progeny of these students is becoming very bad guys in this later age. So Rishabhdev is speaking that exemplary personal character. Even Parivarta Maharaj himself having his own personal character. Because he ruled and he made his own sons also. Because he's having two wives. From one wife, he's having the three sons. They're becoming three Manus. And the first wife. And the second wife is Barishmati, is having 10 sons and one daughter, and three are sannyasis, and the remaining seven are, because when he has created these seven islands, he gave them, you rule these seven islands. And that's one daughter is married with, he got married and he another lineage is there. So that's why his personal character, he is not just like, okay, I wanted to be renounced, but let my sons, my lineage, go to hell, I don't mind it. No. He showed to them, as even that what his great grandchild like Rishabhadeva, he himself taught the same renounced order, how Bharata Maharaj is going into the line. So please, my dear sons of this 99, total out of 100 sons of Rishabhadeva, he gave the teachings to them, how to renounce this world with a responsibility, not completely negative way of the detachment. So even Parivarta Maharaj showed his personal character, and he sacrificed the spirit of sacrificing. Because at times when it comes up, we have to detach our own self. Even Prabhupada himself writes an example of Arjuna doesn't want to rule this and fight against the Pandavas, the Kauravas in the Kurukshetra. But still, on the plea and the request of Krishna, okay, this is the wish and the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay, let me go ahead. So he was showing that exemplary behavior also, and in the leadership administration. He was completely ready to deliver the dependents upon him, his children, his whole dynasty, and teaching the same renounced order of life. And later on, everyone also does the same thing only. They used to get renounced. Even the Rishabhdev also get renounced his own life. And later, even in his line, his son Bharata Maharaj also, after his three lifetimes, he was practicing, but thing he also done. So in this way, he is completely his whole dependence down to the earth. He was showing exemplary leadership qualities. So the last but not the least one, his own personal thing is, he was obedient into the order that for the sake of the welfare of the whole community, if it is going to be utilization, if that is the use of my part of being in this community, and it is a request of my spiritual master, and it is a request of the superiors, it is a request of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, okay, let me take about this order and to rule the kingdom. And he selflessly sacrificed his own interest of practicing the renounced order of life. So in this line, I wish to narrate one little bit pastime from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the same line, which is comes up, the kingly person, the Prataparudra, how he also very obediently showed to us, because we know the Chaitanya Charitamrita and he is also a personality. It's not like Priyavrata is like a very demigod level kind of personality, but king is down to earth for us. And later on we can see how Srila Prabhupada, coming more down to the earth, Srila Prabhupada's exemplary behavior of practicing these three things. Personally, he was completely obedient to his own spiritual master in his first meeting itself. How Srila Prabhupada has obeyed the instructions of his own spiritual master, not knowing even the full subject matter of Krishna consciousness, the cult of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But in his heart of heart, he is agreed. Because previously he was completely focused on the same, the vision, will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Often he used to say that, my father, Gaur Mohande, had given everything. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Tagore added that parampara, that Krishna. So before that only he used to worship the Radha Krishna deities and you know, many things. But he saw his father how he is performing it. And his leadership qualities. And we know currently the without his presence, physical presence, though he left the spiritual world, but after 55 years also this whole community and the whole ISKCON cult is going on very smoothly because of his leadership quality. Because he's completely delivered everything. As Rishabh Dev said that, he didn't just irresponsibly just like, okay, my marriage itna ho gaya, utna ho gaya, just baaki ka aap sab log dekh lijiye. No, he didn't say like that. I have given everything in my teachings, just please go through it. And no need to depending on anybody else. Even at the cost of, he says, Prabhupada, can we ask your God brothers in your absence to take guidance from him? Prabhupada said, no. I have given everything and just you can follow these things. And he followed that and he himself arranged the GBC community and in everything. In such kind of leadership qualities Srila Prabhupada showed. And personally, in his spiritual, he was completely very eager from the beginning only, he was so much renounced. But thing is, a dilemma, in so-called materialistic dilemma that whether to give up or not, because I have a children, I have wife and many things. Often is to get a dreams. Please get renounced. Please get renounced. Please get renounced. Completely dedicate. But finally, how he dedicated his own life. And we got it. So now reading from this Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, how King Prataparudra showed this in 4 points. At the beginning, King Prataparudra was having a very opulent life. Obviously, we know that it's very tough to accept the Supreme Will. What do you think about the subordinate person, like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So when he met with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled after taking a sannyasa. He went to South India, and after the South India tour, he returned back. He's coming. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya came and he asked King Prataparudra, Raja, the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming, so can you please arrange a house for him? So actually he is asking, before that he is asking, I heard that from some people that he is a Lord Chaitanya, that some very special personality, he came here and then he went to the South India. How you could able to allow him to go to there? He would have been here in our own kingdom. So can you please make an arrangement, the meeting with him? So he was very interested to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And further that, before that he doesn't know about what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya at once, he mentioned that he is the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Without any second thought, he is completely obeyed, yes. He says, because in that particular purport, that is very beautifully Prabhupada mentioned, how it is very helpful for the whole description comes over there. राजा कहे बट तुमि विज्ञ शिरोमणि तुमि तारे कृष्ण कह तारे सत्यमणि. द ट्रांसलेशन, द किंग सेड, भट्टाचार्य, यू आर द मोस्ट लर्नड एंड एक्सपीरियंस्ड पर्सन आई नो. Therefore, when you address Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Lord Krishna, King is saying, I accept this as truth. Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada very beautifully describes that. This is the way to advance in the spiritual science. One must accept the words of an acharya, a bona fide spiritual master, to clear the path for spiritual advancement. This is the secret of success. However, one's guide must be a spiritual master who is actually an unalloyed devotee, strictly following the instructions of the previous acharyas without deviation. This is another qualification should be there for that. Whatever the spiritual master says must be accepted by the disciple. Only then is the success certain. This is Vedic system. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a Brahmana, a realized soul, whereas Prataparudra is a Kshatriya. Kshatriya kings used to obey very faithfully the order of a learned Brahmanas and saintly persons. And in this way, they would rule their country, means like very peacefully they used to rule, because that is an administration again. Always the minister, they used to depending on the mantris, because they are the Brahmanical qualifications, and they used to ask how to rule, and they will give everything guidance to them. Similarly, Vaishyas used to follow the king's order. The superior is Kshatriya. So they have to obey the order of the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas. And Shudras used to serve the three higher castes. Vaishya, Kshatriya and Brahmana. In this way, the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and the Shudras used to live very cooperatively, performing their respective duties. Consequently, society was peaceful and people were able to discharge the duties of Krishna consciousness. Thus, they were happy in this life and able to return back home, back to Godhead. So that's what Srila Prabhupada is describing about how to rule. So King Prataparudra, at once he accepted the proposal of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya accommodating Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Kashi Mishra's house, and at the same time accepted his truth words that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. And also, he obeyed every time because he is having a very great zeal to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he asked, could you be able to ask my meeting with Lord Chaitanya? And he used to say, I think Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioned that it's not possible at this time. But still he was very eager, very enthusiastic. And further he obeys his order. How? So now the Rath Yatra is coming, Gundicha Madhami is going to come up, and before that the Bengali devotees is to come to this place. So can you please arrange the accommodation for all these 200 and whatever the count devotees are coming to Yatra. At one side he is asking about the blessings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is not getting it. And his subordinate, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's instruction of the instruction is giving it to the king. And Ramanandara, when he has come up, he explained. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told me to renounce everything and come to Puri and stay here from my government position. So that's all. He mentioned that much only. He said that he was so jubilant. Okay, no problem. Just granted, your resignation is accepted and your salary has been given and you have been all facilities. Go and engage in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And he is getting more mercy. The one who is staying in this current place, king, in that particular arena, in the religion region, he is not getting to meet. But the person who is there in the Kobur, in the another state, he is coming and he is calling him. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, another side, he is giving orders out for order. Please meet first Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, arrange everything. And later on, his devotees. Sometimes we may think that, so many years, I am not getting, and these things. So, but in this line of Prataparudra section, it comes up, his determination, his faith on the spiritual master, his obedience to his instructions. Actually, as Prabhupada mentioned in this current text, what we have read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that is the secret of success, to get the blessings of Lord Krishna, and that is a pathway, that is a gateway to go back home, back to Godhead. And after that, he gives at the last conclusion that, okay, Raja, please don't become hopeless, because he said that if Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not going into the blessings, then what is the use of my life? I will commit suicide. I will give up my life. He was so determined that he wanted to meet Lord Chaitanya. He was so determined into giving up his life also. By seeing that actually Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is to become so Hindu. And he went and he again approaches, and even Ramananda Raya also approaches, and so, and he says, okay, don't worry, now after the Gundicha, the Ratatra begins, and the Ratatra goes, and before going into the Gundicha temple, the Ratha cart, and there is a place is called as Jagannath Vallabh Garden, and there the Ratha, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will take little rest, and you take that opportunity, come not in this kingly dress, come in the mendicant dress, and serve his lotus feet and, you know, do his menial services, then you will get abundant blessings. Don't know, before that many things had happened, I'm not going into the details, and everybody knows about the stories. As not getting any blessings, he was doing service after the services, then how a person can able to put faith? Such kind of statements. And don't know whether it happens or doesn't happen also. That's how he showed his own obedience. And his leadership qualities, like arranging everything. He asked Kashi Mishra and temple president also, Jagannath temple president, he calls and arrange. Please arrange them very good facilities, give them the prasadam, such kind of. And he's completely wanted to be spiritually, he was completely the renounced order also. Though apparently looks like king externally, but his heart is always on one point, at how to please Supreme Personality of a Godhead. That's how, that is the goal. So then he could able to grant everything for Ramananda Rai, and his grant to everything, benedictions to his own devotees, even the junior, even the new coming, upcoming devotee also. That's why even Pratapudra showed, following in the line, even Srila Prabhupada also exhibited. So, within 1 minute of the summary is that, we saw that how Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has given this comment that this is the first, the answer to the question which inquired by the Parikshit Maharaj, how he could able to do this, just because he obeyed the order of the superiors and executed the order. And later on we see that we saw that how Srimad Bhagavatam speaks out how to act and how to not act through various examples of his pure devotees, and how to, what to do, and we have to associate with them in order to get that qualities, and we have to internalize their personal characters in our own personal life. And the third thing, we saw the three aspects, we discussed about the personal, administration, and the spiritual qualities of Priyavrata Maharaj, at the same time King Prataparudra, and the down to it, our founder Acharya, his divine guest, Srila Prabhupada. Does I end here? Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, yes, sir. Yes, thank you. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.